Caution, the following may contain non-politically correct language. Tongue twister, non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural looking, easy to apply nails, three colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second damn knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through time.
I want you to pay attention to this. It's very important. An email was sent to teachers at a school saying, do not take the death shot. Don't believe me, just watch. This is unbelievable. They know. They know it's deadly.
Florida private school is making headlines for its vaccine policy, advising teachers not to get their shots.
Local 10 News anchor Louis Aguirre is in the newsroom with this developing story.
Yeah, Calvin and Nicole tonight, a firestorm of controversy over an email that went out to faculty and staff at the exclusive Miami private school, Centner Academy, warning its staff against taking any of the COVID-19 vaccines, saying it will no longer employ anyone who has received the shots. That vaccinated persons may be transmitting something from their bodies that could harm others, impacting fertility and the reproductive systems of women and also the development of children. If you want to get the vaccine, please wait until the school year ends, and you will not be able to return to school until clinical trials are complete, if a position is still available at that time. If you want to get the vaccine before school year ends, please let us know right away, as we cannot allow recently vaccinated people to be near our students until more information is...
Say what?
Say what? Freudian slip?
Say what?
I think not.
What?
A 21-year-old man is accused of inappropriately touching a 12-year-old girl at the Walmart in... Inappropriately touching a 12-year-old girl at Mifflin Sunday afternoon.
Says that look of horror when the intern messed up the screen graphics, LOL. I don't believe in coincidences. Just saying.
Boy, you gotta love Governor DeSantis, man. Ron DeSantis, I swear, he's a bull in the china shop. He tells him, he says, look, you gotta stop with this COVID drama, man. Take the face diaper off, damn it. Listen to him. Well, he didn't quite put it that way, but he did tell him, take it off.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take it off.
Well, take it
honestly,
off.
Honestly, it's not doing anything. You gotta stop with this COVID
fear.
If you wanna wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, heck yeah. He's disgusted with this shit. I don't blame him. So we have a fake news watcher on our hands right here. This is the mom of one of the kids that was there at the, when Ron DeSantis says, you can take off the mask. You know, enough with the COVID theater. Okay, and I think he did take it off, did he not? I'll have to go back and look, but nevertheless, his mom is up in arms. I mean, she really must be watching fake news and brainwashed, because why would you get mad if the governor says, you can take it off, you don't have to wear this, we're done with this. Listen to what this idiot has to say. This is why we are where we are, circling drain. We've got too many dumb assholes, proponents for something that is ineffective, it hides their identity, it breathing in their own shit for something that doesn't even exist. Dumb bastards we got, a lot of them. You know, the world's retarded. The world is retarded. Take a look.
I told him to wear that mask. And Governor DeSantis, and he's looking at this adult authority and is telling him, oh, you don't have to wear the mask.
You don't have to wear the mask.
What was your reaction when you heard the governor tell you in your class?
I'm responsible for him, and I told him to wear that mask. And Governor DeSantis, and he's
all
looking
right,
at this
adult. First of all, you don't want this dumb bitch to be responsible for you. Because she's telling you to breathe in your own shit, erase your identity, participate in a worldwide cult ritual, and basically harm your immune system. You're dehumanizing yourself, and this is your mother that's saying she's out for your best interest. Well, let me just say this: you don't want a dumb fucking bitch to be. I don't care if she's your mom or not. You know, it pisses me off because we got too many of these assholes, these mask holes. I mean, even today, I mean, how far? We went to a $1.25 tree store. It used to be Dollar Tree. It's a $1.25 tree now. All right? And at the door, coming out of the store, right there was they were black. It was a mother and her daughter, and both of them had the damn muzzles on. And we had a discussion with them about this scamdemic. They knew it was a scamdemic. They knew it. They knew it was about control. They knew that all this shit is hyped up hoax. But so my mother proceeded to talk to the girl's mother, and as I was talking. As we were carrying on conversations almost separately, I couldn't convince her daughter to take it off. The mask, that is. That's about it. The mask. But she did understand that it was a scamdemic. So I finished my conversation with her, and I walk over to where my mother and the girl's mother was. That girl must have been about 30 years old or so. The mom was in her 70s. She's actually 78. So anyway, my mom had convinced the woman to take off the face diaper. And the woman was actually happy for it, okay? The problem with it is, even though if they know it's a scamdemic out there, like the people that we talked to today, they were still wearing the mask because they've been conditioned to do so.
Authority.
All right, they can't. It's very hard. It's almost like they're under a spell, sort of. This person right here is pissed off at Ron DeSantis because DeSantis said you don't have to wear it. The reason why this kid's wearing it is because he's told he had to wear it. Now he might be used to wearing it, and then he has his mom telling him to wear it. He's not even thinking for himself. He's just doing as he's told. However, with Ron DeSantis, he's right. Take the damn thing off. Breathe the fresh chemtrailed air. Enough of this nonsense. See what this idiot has to say.
Telling him, you didn't have to wear the mask.
You don't have to,
what
bitch.
What was your reaction when you heard the governor tell you and your classmates, remove your mask?
A bit of surprise and shock. More of, okay, this authority figure is asking me to do something that I know is probably going to end up being controversial. So I took mine off.
Did you feel pressured by the governor to do that?
No. Don't tell me you did. He gave you a choice. No. I know mom wants you to say yeah.
It was more of a pressure of an adult figure asking me to do something.
Oh, kind
of
like...
All right, why not?
Well, yeah, kind of like your mom. So therefore, there you go. The teenager is actually not really thinking for himself. He's torn between his mother, who's an idiot, a complete idiot, all right? And we got a lot of these out there. All these mask holes are idiots, okay? They're COVIDiots. Of the branch COVIDians. It's a cult. So he's torn between his mother respecting what she says and then respecting an authority figure like Ron DeSantis, the governor. You know what I'm saying? Never once is he thinking, yeah, why the hell am I wearing this damn thing? I mean, I'm bumping into teenagers that understand that this is, if it was real, is like almost 100% survival rate. Then again, I'm bumping into a lot of teenagers, or younger folk, I should say, Generation Z, that, at the grocery store, at the gym, whatever, that still think they're so used to wearing the muzzle, that it's a comfort. It's like Linus's blanket. That's what it is. They got Linus blankets. Is that right? It was Linus, right? No, it's Pigpen. Who the hell carried that damn blanket around? I thought it was Linus. Yeah, it was Linus. And that's what this is. It's Linus dragged it around wherever he went. He was actually sucking his thumb, too. Remember that in Peanuts? Well, that's exactly what this is, except it's just totally nuts. That's what idiot has to say.
Governor told these kids, take off your mask. He pretty much said, take off your mask, it's stupid. And take off your mask, your parents don't matter. Even though I'm telling you, parents matter. And
he didn't say parents don't matter. Where did he say in that statement, fake news watcher? You're an absolute libtard is what you are. And you're looking for any reason to jump on DeSantis, right? Yeah. He's annoyed with this. You should be annoyed with the scamdemic bitch instead of believing that there's something out there, you idiot. What a fucking moron. She's actually defending those who want to hurt her. So you're going to go to bat for Klaus Schwab. You're going to defend Bill Gates, right? You're going to defend Farchi. By the way, where's that rat bitch been since February? Laying low, right? useful tools been used and they don't need them anymore. They tell them to sit down and shut up now, right? Where's Fauci? Because the scamdemic, the wheels fell off the narrative. And you're going to defend Bill Gates? You're going to defend the fake news media complex? You're going to defend the fucking government? All these bitches, WEF, the Center for Disease Creation, the WHO, all these global bastards, these New World Order pieces of shit, you're actually going to defend them, because that's what you're doing. By telling your son to put that shit on, you're telling him that there's a virus out there, basically, and that's going to protect him. Meanwhile, there's no virus out there. It's all been a hoax. People waking up. That's why we have the wag the dog shit going on over there on the television, you idiot.
He's telling my minor child to take off his mask.
Oh, yeah.
He's putting us at risk. So, oh yeah.
No, you dumb bastard. He's not putting you at risk. He's not putting you at risk, you idiot. What he's doing is he's telling your kid to breathe and enough with this theatrics, because even he knows it's a fucking hoax. He might not be able to come out and say it outright, but that's basically what he means. Enough of this bullshit. Friggin' libtards, man. They're a special kind of stupid.
Intended for medical research has been stolen. Denver police are trying to find out who took them and why. It happened in Denver's Sitzel Park neighborhood. The medical van transporting the heads was parked near 23rd and Syracuse Street around 11 Thursday morning. Police say someone broke into the truck, stole a dolly and a blue and white box labeled exempt human specimen. Police say that if someone finds that box tossed out somewhere, you should call them.
Human heads. Someone stole a box of human heads. What the hell? This world is batshit crazy, man. People's convoy gathering steam. Breaking news. As thousands of truckers converge on Indiana. Right before heading to Washington, D.C. Look out. Beijing joke burden. The convoy's coming. The convoy's coming. That's the real news, not this phony war, wag the dog nonsense. The reason why he has to have a wag the dog moment, even though we're not directly involved in it, although don't worry, Beijing Joke wants us to be. The reason why we have this is because Beijing Joke, his administration, is a fraud. And everything he's done has been a disaster. And the COVID narrative has fallen apart. And this is getting not nearly as much attention as the Canadian convoy did. But don't worry, things just might be about to heat up. Let me roll back a little bit. How are we part of this supposed war over there in Ukraine? Well, if it was real, we would be actually financing it, because we're buying oil from Russia. So we would actually be helping Russia finance the war. If there really was a war, that's one way we could be involved. Another way is they just Beijing Joke Burden and his and minions, and I mean all his libtards and pals in Congress, in the government, are waiting for a moment for us to join them. But it doesn't matter if we're over there with boots on the ground. The fact that they're pumping this story out on airwaves 24 hours a day, and this is getting very little coverage, serves this fraudulent administration a purpose. It's to take the heat off of Beijing Joke Burden's failures. Now everything's Russia, everything's Ukraine, all eyes on that part of the world. Forget about COVID, forget about our borders being open and a couple million illegals invading our country. Forget about that. Forget about the price that the runaway prices on gas. Forget about that. Don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to the millions who've died from the death shots. Don't pay attention to that. Don't forget about the past 2 years of draconian measures. The level of tyranny that has risen around the world, and especially in our own country and our neighbor north of us, Canada. Forget about that. Don't worry about that. So this so-called war over there in Ukraine that I ain't buying into, but it's real on TV, and perception is reality. As long as the sheep will believe it's real, it's real, even though it's not. So, you know, it serves this fraudulent administration well, this wag the dog event over there in Ukraine, right? Or so we're told on a television. Now the sheep have forgotten about how they lost their career because they didn't want to take the death shot. They forgot about, oh, they had to wear the muzzle and breathe in their own shit for 2 years. They forgot about the lockdowns. They forgot about, you lock down prisoners, you quarantine sick people, you don't lock down free people, and you don't quarantine healthy people. But that's what they did. And everyone's going to forget about that because all eyes are on this fake war out there. Just like we had a scamdemic, fake virus, now we got a fake war. They don't need to have a real war. All they got to do is just show it on TV. Show you the Star Wars footage. Show you the, you know, video game footage, Armor 3, right? Show you footage from a 2015 movie. Anything but real footage. I have not come across real footage yet. And I am not buying anything you show on lamestream mainstream. I'm just not. After 2 years of them lying to us, after 2 years of them saying, oh, the hospitals are all packed out with COVID patients. Meanwhile, people were actually on the ground filming the emergency rooms around the country. There was no fucking action there. It was crickets. There were no people filling up the emergency rooms. As a matter of fact, people started avoiding the hospitals because they began seeing them for what they are. And then we saw the TikTok nurses dancing around during a pandemic. Seriously? You have time enough? The bodies are piling up, so we're told, and you have time to dance around and parade around and, you know, and dance in the streets and all this shit? Fuck that noise. But this television war is, you know, everyone's forgetting about all the shit that has happened. You know, people are dying now of the shots. But here we are. Here we are. This isn't getting the coverage that it needs. We have upwards of 50,000 truckers headed towards D.C., about the size of the Canadian convoy. Hopefully our American truckers learned from their Canadian brothers, I don't know if there's any women truck drivers, up there in Canada. As thousands of truckers converged in Monrovia, Indiana, and held a rally against the Wuhan Conjob mandates. They held that on Tuesday, March 1st, right before they head over to D.C. Now, it's my understanding that they're staying over an extra day. I think it's called Hagerstown. They were scheduled to be in D.C. today, on Saturday. But I think it's Sunday that they're going to be actually in D.C. now. The People's Convoy, inspired by the Freedom Convoy. That's Canada's version, the Freedom Convoy. They're the first ones to do this thing. You'd think it would have been America. America, you're a little bit slow in this fighting against tyranny thing. But I'm glad you finally did it, started 2 years into this. The People's Convoy set sail, I'm going to say. From California on February 23rd and continued through multiple states, including Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, and Mizzou, before the trucks converged in Indiana. While it's difficult to quantify how many people are directly participating in this People's Convoy, they're shown to have gathered a lot of support as thousands cheered them on along the roads and overpasses. All right. Separating the truth from the lies, coming at you from underneath the Union, Georgia chemtrails, guys. About to receive a dose of the shock treatment. But before we get into the fast read headlines, let's take a look at the comment section. No thumbs down for another day, so, okay, that's nice. Smaynard, that was a great video. Keep telling the truth, telling the real news. My local news, same like MSM, keep lying about the pandemic for 2 damn years. I'm tired of shit. I do work at Kroger in Flint, Michigan. I still have to wear a face diaper at work. Okay, Smayard. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate the positive, you like the video, huh? Alright, 7 thumbs up. That's not bad for a small channel like mine. We're at 682 subscribers. We'll see if that goes up or down. Who knows? For some reason, when I announce how many subscribers this channel has, it goes down. It's almost like a game people play. It's the darndest thing. Now, you're in Flint, Michigan. Alright. How's the water over there, Smaynard? Message me on Facebook if you want. Alright, fast read headlines. We're going over here. Yeah, Lindsey Graham. Sometimes I wonder, is this guy a rhino? Is he on the up and up? I know he was against Trump at first, and then he was for Trump after a while, but telling the January 6th committee, hold on a second, this just in, the January 6th committee, Trump is part of a criminal conspiracy. Sorry about that. Trump is, and look at rhino Liz Cheney over there. Isn't that who that is? That piece of crap right there? January 6th committee, still on January 6th jock, still on Trump's jock. Trump's still living in your head, libtards! Including you, Rhino, Liz Cheney? Is that who that is? That's who it looks like. Different last name. I don't know. It looks like Liz. Maybe it's not. It's a bunch of libtards on that damn January 6th committee. You still, Trump's still got space in your head, right? He's still living in your head. Where are we at? Over a year, 14 months later? January 6th. We moved on since January 6th, pieces of crap. No one's paying attention to shit. Nobody cares about January 6th. It was a psyop anyway. It was Antifa. It was BLM. It was fucking government agencies involved in that. It was a psyop. It was a false flag. We got the memo. No matter how much what you do on your stupid committee, we know what's up. All right? They said Trump is part of a criminal conspiracy. No, he's not. You might want to take a look at the steal election of 2020. Beijing joke burden, for starters, and everyone involved in the steal election. That's where the real crime is at. And also the crime against humanity. 2 years of the PSYOP, 2 years of this fucking certificate of vax ID hoax is what it is. It's a lie, it's a scam. This depopulation agenda, the genocide with the death shots. All of those bitches that were pushing it, the Fauci's, the CDC, the WHO, the government, the fake news, lamestream media, Big Pharma, Fauci, Bill Gates, who's that? Tedros, who's the leader of the WHO? And I mentioned Bill Gates. So all these bitches that have been pushing this hoax, every government that's been pushing it, everyone that went along with it, everyone that put a needle in some poor sheeple's arm needs to be held accountable. That's where the real crime is. That's where the real conspiracy is. All right? Not Trump. Not January 6th, the Patriots that showed up there that didn't do anything wrong. Sick of these demons, man. And Lindsey Graham. I don't know if you were a rhino. At first, you were against Trump. You were a rhino. Then you got on you were for him. You were supporting the president. And now you go and say something like this. You go say this about Putin. You said, basically someone should take care of Putin, should make sure he's no longer on this earth anymore. What a stupid thing to say. What a jerky thing to say. And in the headlines, he's getting torched. He's getting ripped a new one from it. Yeah, it's a stupid thing to say, Lindsey. I couldn't believe you said that. Putin's not our problem. Putin's not a problem, as far as I could see. You're buying oil from him, aren't you? Meanwhile, we should be self-sufficient. We should be... Where's the XL pipeline, Lindsey Graham? I think the problem is this fucking potato that's allegedly in the White House who's not really there. According to William Mount, he's at Fort McPherson. There is nobody in the White House. The real problem is what is our own criminals inside our borders, the enemy within. That's the problem. Putin's not a problem. You're buying oil from him. What has he done? What has he done to you? What has he done against America? As far as I can see, nothing. I know cyber attacks are blamed on Russia. I know that, by the way, breaking news, and I keep seeing this now in alternative news headlines, a worldwide cyber false flag attack is imminent. So be prepared for that one. You better get your money out of the damn bank. Buy as much food, buy as much of whatever you need. All right? That's the real problem. These false flags done by the deep state, done by the Klaus Schwabs in Cyber Polygon, right? That he did a cyber attack simulation July of last year, 2021, right? And then what? Just like Event 201. Let's do Event 201 to see how the world reacts to a pandemic. And then all of a sudden, they released a fake version of the pandemic. All they had to do was blast this lie that there's a virus on the television, and everyone believed it. They didn't have to release anything into the air. Same thing with this thing. They're going to say they did a cyber polygon. They said that the cyber attack is going to be just like or worse than COVID. You know, they're telling you. And then they're going to blame it on Russia. Meanwhile, it's all these New World Order pieces of crap are going to be doing it. In other words, whoever's in charge of our grid here, whoever's in charge of our internet, I should say, whoever, they could take it down at any given moment and blame it on Russia. They're already laying the groundwork for that shit. Russia this, Russia that. That's all we've heard for the past 5 years. Or they could blame it on China. You know, that's another one they could blame it on. Now, they could either allow China to do it, or they could do it themselves right here in good old USA. You know, I heard that North Korea has an intranet. I heard that Vladimir Putin, smart guy that he is, that he has an intranet, that they're not relying on the internet, the World Wide Web. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And that could get us in trouble. That makes us look bad, having one of our government representatives calling for the assassination of Putin. That doesn't make us look good at all. It doesn't make us... you're not on friendly terms, or you know, I don't see how we could have any kind of relationship with Russia, even business-wise, if you're going to be doing shit like that. We got fake news that wants to bash Russia, and blame Russia and everything. We don't need you, Lindsey Graham, adding wood to the fire. All right, so we have Elon Musk, and guess what he said? This guy right here. Sometimes I think it's a robot, and this one, I don't know what the hell that is. That's just a dementia patient right there. Elon Musk calls on Beijing Joe Biden to increase oil and gas output immediately. Yeah, increase it immediately. Like, turn on the XL pipeline. You piece of crap, you. How many thousands lost their job at the stroke of a pen? With your executive order, you piece of shit, you. And now you want to say in your damn State of the Union, oh, we need to secure the border. Well, we were well on our way under Trump and building the wall. You're the one that opened it back up, you piece of crap. Start damn getting energy efficient around here, self-sufficient here. Sick and tired of this importing crap. We should be exporting. We should have enough to feed our own, made in the USA on every damn thing there is, just like it used to be back in the day. Everything was made in the USA. Clothes, practically everything. I mean, and if it wasn't solely made in the USA, at least we were very competitive. We might have had Japanese or Taiwanese electronics come in here, but we also were competitive. We had our own American-made this and American-made that, in other words. You see what I'm saying? Most of our clothesline, if I can recall correctly, was made in America. Tools, always said made in America. Even at Walmart, even when I moved back to Georgia back in 2001, it was made in America. Then over there in, I think, the mid-2000s or closer to 2010, somewhere around there, it started changing over to made in China, made in China, made in China, made in America, damn it. Were you born in China? No, all right. Well, you made in America, weren't you? You created, you were born in America, born in the USA. Let's have a lot of things created in the USA. Let's have our factories open up again, make America great again. And we shouldn't have to rely on any other country for anything. We got over 3 million square miles of this country. That's huge. We should be able to grow every type of crop, unless I'm totally ignorant of this. Why not? We have subtropical regions. We have all kinds of climate. We shouldn't have to rely on any damn country for anything. We should have everything just about that we need. And what little that we can't grow or produce, then maybe export, but it shouldn't be it shouldn't be like it is now. Oh my God! If Russia cuts our oil, I heard Russia only supplies 5% to us, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Russia and Ukraine. Russia, Ukraine, 25% of world wheat. But now they can't grow because they're at Wag the Dog. So they're having a fake war out there. We shouldn't have to rely on Russia. And then stop exporting all our fucking damn goods out to, and wheat and shit out to, and soybeans to other countries, especially China's buying it all up. Fucking take care of our own here and keep the prices low. Then whatever surplus you have, sell to abroad. Oh, am I missing something here? Elon's right. Increase oil output immediately and gas. Like we had a little over a year ago before you stole the election. We were paying $1.75. Gas jumped 20 cents here, bitch, overnight. It's at $4. 50 cents this week in the last 3 to 4 days. 50 cents. It jumped a dime last week. And then it jumped an additional 50 cents this week. That's 60 cents in less than 2 weeks. Because of you. I'm blaming it on you. Or your handlers. It's unbelievable, man. Oh, my God. Joyless bitch. All right, two pieces of crap right here. This guy, this is a fucking clown, man. This is a fat piece of shit with a cotton ball on top. You look completely like a complete clown. Everything out of your mouth's a clown. And this is a damn demon right here. She's actually transforming into a demon right now. The demon's coming out of her on The View. Take a look at this. The people that watch The View, who are, they're libtards, they were actually shocked that this piece of crap here, what's his name? Let's see, what's his name? Eli Mistel. Eli, M-Y-S-T-A-L, that's what it looks like here. I didn't click on the article. I just heard it on, what was it? ABL, Anthony Brian Logan tonight. This bitch right here said the Constitution's trash. Oh, it was written by slave owners back in the day, this bitch said. This fake news piece of crap. Who cares what they own? What is the contents of, I mean, it was, we understand that a lot of them own slaves, but that aside, the important thing is here, what does the Constitution stand for, bitch? You wouldn't be able to say anything that you're saying right now and get away with it if you didn't have that thing called the Constitution and the amendments, right? 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 So the way I see it is the only thing that's trash are you demons on The View. The View is garbage. I don't know how the hell it has any viewership whatsoever. It's a stupid name and generic name, The View. These people are just demons on there. They hate America, and you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of trash. You need to go to fucking hell. How about we drop this bitch off in China since he likes communism shit? The Constitution stands for freedom. It gives us that. Or so we're told. Then I hear another counter-argument saying that it was actually written for the people that created it. Who knows? But my point is, it's a good document that helps us. It's a framework to preserve our freedom. It's like a go-to reference. Oh, you can't violate that. You're violating my rights. Over here. You know what I'm saying? Just like women had a fight for voting rights. Women's suffrage. Right? What amendment is that? Off the top of my head. Is it the 19th? I think it is. But it preserves our rights that God gave us. That bitches like you want to take away. You contradict yourself. If the Constitution is trash, then how are you allowed to get away with what you say? You shouldn't have a right to say what you say. But we have a right to say what we want to say, right? As long as it's not threatening anybody. And you just said what you said. You said the Constitution's trash and you have yet no repercussions. You're not in jail for it or anything like that. Therefore, the Constitution is not trash. It's preserving your rights. You look like and you sound like... You sound like what you look like, a cartoon, an absolute cartoon. The View's cartoon, it's cartoons. It's a bad cartoon, but you all just living, walking cartoons is what you are, and demons. I just can't wrap my head around this. James Carville, demon rat strategist. I thought this guy, sometimes he seems like he's on it, like he's spot on, but you know, what he has to say right here is totally retarded. He says that Beijing joke burden was born to be president during Ukrainian invasion. I didn't click on the headline. This guy's senile. I mean, you look like an absolute kook, James Carville. I got to admit, you look like an absolute kook. And to say that Beijing joke burden was born to be president during times such as this, the Ukraine invasion, first of all, I don't believe there's any Ukraine invasion. Second of all, he's not the damn president. All right? He's not the president. He's not legit. He's a fraud. Third of all, if Trump was president, I don't think this whole thing would be happening. Notice how things settled down for the most part when Trump was president. Notice how Kim Jong-un was no longer lobbing missiles over Japan. That kind of sort of simmered down. I think that's a big deal. Mum's the word at Iran as far as nukes and pressing forward with that agenda, right? He was withdrawing and had a plan to withdraw our troops out of Afghanistan and not leave our equipment first. Something to that nature. He certainly wasn't going to arm those terrorists out there like Beijing Joke Burden did, or so the story goes. Beijing Joke Burden belongs in a home. He's senile. He's being propped up with meds just to read a teleprompter, and he can't even do that. You got to be a special kind of stupid. You libtards are so damn stupid. It's mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing how damn dumb you are. All of you, the whole lot of you. It's unbelievable, man. This is a Ukrainian born Heli Weird star. I don't keep up to speed with Heli Weird anymore, not for since 2016, and they bared their ass, and you know, like the likes of Robert De Niro talking shit against Trump, and you all just calling patriots deplorables and shit like that. So I don't keep up with it. So I don't know who this. I didn't know who Mila Kunis is. Maybe you all who watch movies do. I might say she is quite the looker. She's a pretty face. And I'm a sucker for a pretty face, sort of. Once you reveal your demon side, then I'm not. But guess what? She pledged $3 million donation to help a homeland of Ukraine. She said, I support Ukraine. Hey, Mila, Ukraine and Russia, you might want to check the footage. It's a lot of fakery. It's a wag the dog. You're going to give them money when they don't need. There's no war out there. It's a hoax until further notice. Send that money to me, though. I'll take it. Send it to Homeland. Send it to Ukraine. $3 million. These Heli Weird types or something else. All right. And this is why I showed this. This was in a video that I showed when a few days ago about this hoax of a war. Do you see that? Well, this is Dr. Eli David. He says, Israel's Channel 13. News reports on the war in Ukraine showing the below footage. Just one slight problem. The footage is from Star Wars movie. Trust the media. What is that? Is that a stormtrooper? Let's take a look at the footage. All right, let's take a look at this video real quick. That's all fake looking. I ain't buying any of this. Thanks, Oli. It looks like something out of a movie. All right, right here. And this was in a clip that I showed a couple of days ago, except I did not pick up on this. There are people that actually sit at home and they actually examine these things, like, you know, that's what they do, their niche. And then they just expose it. As we get close, what does that look like? Looks like stormtroopers. Looks like you got some stormtroopers, and they're pushing this, pawning this off as actual real war footage. This is why I ain't buying the war. That's a stormtrooper. That's a stormtrooper. All in white. There's the helmet. Where's the helmet? Right here. Right chair. Stormtrooper.
What?
Oh, the sheeple think that there's really a war going on. Freaking believable. Other vehicles and trucks have also joined the convoy, including RVs. Some are expected to arrive with the convoy in Washington, while others join this for some miles before dropping away. So you had people joining the convoy, and then eventually they would drop off. But hundreds to thousands more cars and trucks that are following or are ahead of the convoy showed their support by honking the horns. There were about 80 trucks and 200 other vehicles when the convoy passed through Cuba, Missouri. Cuba, Missouri, imagine that. On February 28th. But by March 1st and 2nd in Indiana, where vehicles converged, the numbers swelled to more than 2,000 vehicles and another 100 trucks. It remains unclear how many will ultimately end up in the Capitol. I heard upwards of 50,000. I heard this convoy was 70 miles long. So we're getting a little bit different information from different places, but that's all right. That's all right. I don't think this convoy, people are covering it as much as they were over there in Canada. Not yet. Don't worry. We'll get a good feel of how many are in this convoy once they all gather in D.C. So in attendance at the rally held there in Indiana at Ted Everett Farm Center on March 2nd, are Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita and Missouri Senatorial Candidate Mark McCloskey. Quote, "I'm very proud to be here amongst fellow Hoosiers and Americans who care about their country," said Rokita. "I was humbled to offer them encouragement this evening, but they gave me back much more inspiration and motivation," said Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita. "Americans are waking up. The crowd in Missouri exceeded the capacity of their indoor venue, filling up the space inside with hundreds more outside. The American people are waking up and they're marching east," said Brian Braze, one of the organizers of the convoy. He said, "I'm begging every truck driver around the world to stand up now. Now's your time to stand up and send a message to your world leaders and your governments that they work for us." That's true. Without the convoy, without these truckers, we'd have jack shit. The ships bring them to shore. The trucks take them to their locations all across the land. And for Microsoft LSD and the rest of these libtarded rags, fake news rags, to actually call these truckers dangerous, we send a big fuck you to fake news. You're the one that's dangerous. You're the one. All right? Not these people. These people are hardworking. Sure, I don't like the way they drive on the interstate. You know, they cut you off or they push you out of a lane. But by and large, they're good people. They're hardworking and they're not criminals. They love their country and they want to be left alone. They don't want to have to make a choice between taking a death shot and keeping a job. All right? We're not down with the medical tyranny, they said. If anything, they're much like the frontline doctors. These convoy are at the spearheading this movement, so to speak, this freedom movement. I don't see anyone else amassing to protest like they are. They're Americans. They're patriots. The Canadian convoy, they're patriots to their country. They're freedom fighters. They're defending freedom. We need freedom. They're taking it back or pushing back. And that's what this American convoy is representing too. And for any media outlet to put them down, trash them, and lie about them, you are an absolute enemy of this country, fake news. That's what Trump said, and I agree. You're the enemy, not them. You're the enemy within, fake news. You need to stop putting down and lying about people. And that's why Kyle Rittenhouse is suing your ass. Because you lied about him and dragged his name through the mud, said that he was a white supremacist and a murderer, and LeBron James too, and every other highly weird person that went along with that and said that, he's suing your asses. And these truck drivers, in my opinion, they should sue your ass if you're lying about them. These people are the truck drivers are the backbone of our supply chain to get it to the destination. I know we got trains and that's a part of it, but we're not addressing trains. We're not addressing planes. We're talking about the convoy. They carry a bulk of the goods to the destination. They're extremely vital to the supply chain. They're good. And you bastards on the left, if you don't like the truck drivers, don't buy what they're transporting. Don't buy the food, bitches. Don't buy the clothes. Don't buy the electronics, assholes. Fake news watchers, don't buy anything that comes off their truck and see where that gets you. You dumb idiots, you. So I'm glad they're doing this. It's just that I hope they're not taking away from goods being transported. But this organizer, Brian Braze, one of the organizers, he said This is a government that has overstepped its bounds. These are healthcare agencies that have overstepped their bounds. It's time to restore freedom to this great land. There is no medical emergency. He says, if they tell you that, they're lying. Absolutely. At the moment, they're in Hagerstown. They began arriving at Hagerstown Speedway on Friday, where they'll be staying for two nights. It was supposed to be one night. They were supposed to be in D.C. by Saturday, which is technically yesterday. It's 1:04 in the morning. But it does remain unclear what the convoy's actual plans and tactics are, as the organizers have been very, well, they just haven't been very revealing. And maybe that's a good thing. But they had there had been reports that they had planned to block the Beltway, which I don't know if that's a good idea. We don't need any roadblocks. While some say that the trucks will go to the White House, I don't know if that's a good idea either. I would stay away from the White House. I wouldn't go to the White House. I wouldn't go near the White House. If you want to do the slow roll, and that's not blocking, do the slow roll. Just don't take up three lanes on the interstate, or however many there are on the Beltway. Maybe take up one. Let the cars go as freely as possible to get to their destination. People have to go to work. People live there, you know. They have to go to and fro in a timely manner. So we'll see what this how this shakes out. I do know that Beijing Joe Biden wanted the asked DeSantis to send in the National Guard, and DeSantis said, screw you. Not doing it. You know, there was other stuff I wanted to get to. Time is just running short. It's not only running faster than ever, it's going faster than ever, Father Time. But it's running out. I'm going to keep my eye on the convoy and see what goes down. Will Beijing Joe Biden call in the NWO cops like Trudeau did? Will he sick them on the truckers? What's going to happen? Will there be a false flag in D.C. in the coming days? What's going to happen once they arrive in D.C.? What's waiting for them? Does Beijing Joe Biden have anything waiting for them? Will it be peaceful? Will it turn violent? Will the deep state, the NWO, these globalist cops, pounce on the truckers? We've seen that in Canada, them getting attacked, the trucks being confiscated. How will it shake out in D.C.? While everyone is distracted with the television and this wag the dog event, the real story might be getting swept under the rug, or will be getting swept under the rug by the lamestream media, which is DC, the convoy. I think this is going to be a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. It's a big deal in the fact that they've, you know, gathered together to protest all these draconian things. They have not forgotten. Their eyes are not on the Ukraine. Their eyes are on our freedom here. Because, believe you me, they might be letting their foot off the gas right now because they got this wag of the dog event. But don't worry. Don't worry. They put their boot on the neck. They put pressure down. Then they let off. People then forget that they had the boot on the neck. Then they put the boot down on the neck again. People get angry. They push back. Then they let off. Maybe have a shiny object over here like a wag the dog or some other event. People forget about the boot on the neck. Then they do it again and again and again until they absolutely have the event that will absolutely give them total control, that the sheeple will finally give them total control. Will it be this wag the dog event? Will it be? Will it be an alien invasion? That card is still on the table, a fake alien invasion. Yeah, believe it or not. Very interesting. How about the wheat prices? They're expected to, like, get ridiculous. You better stock up on whatever it is that you think you need. Like me, for me it would be food, water, brewskis, whatever you think is important, medical supplies, paper goods. Stock up.
do it while you can before the prices get high. You see the gas prices jumping day by day. I mean, this is reminiscent almost of Katrina. I remember Katrina, I was driving to college. What was the gas back then under Obama, Bush? I think it was like two something. Not bad though, it wasn't bad. It was early, low $2 range, something of that nature, maybe $1.80. Something not bad. But I remember watching it change as I drove to an hour away. And then when I left college that day, I seen people flipping like the prices at the gas station, like adjusting the prices, like on the fly. It's not that bad, but this reminds me of that. If it's going 10 cents a day, 20 cents a day, yeah. When does that stop? They're robbing us. That's how they're robbing us. The price gouging. It's unbelievable, man. That's what I got for you for right now. There's something else I wanted to get into, but time has run out. I'll save that for tomorrow. And yeah, it involves the death jabs. Stuff that in your truth pipe and smoke it. Let's keep the comment section civil, please. I know I get flustered. I get annoyed. Lord forgive me. But you should be slightly annoyed too after 2 years of nonsense. And now this wag the dog nonsense and the inflation and all this other crap. And by the way, they say a cyber attack worldwide is imminent. False flag. Stuff that in your truth pipe and smoke it. I'll see you next time on a shock treatment. And as InfoWars would say, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Sweet dreams.